As we've gone throughout Leviticus during this Lenten season, the one thing that keeps popping up is blood. Blood was shed in sacrifice. Blood was put on the altar. Blood was sprinkled on the curtains. And in other places in the Bible, we even hear of blood being put on the people. Blood is a critical thing in all of this. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And blood is so important, not only in all of the Bible, but especially in the Old Testament, that there's actually a law against eating it. In our reading, we hear in verse 10, "If anyone of the house of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn among them eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from among his people." Now, this law has nothing to do with health, and it has nothing to do with we thinking that it's gross. God is saying that whoever does this in the Old Testament is going to be cut off from his people. It is a sin in the Old Testament to eat blood. Now, part of the reason for this has to do with holy things in general, because the holy things in the Old Testament, parts of the sacrifice and things like that, belong to the priests. Things like some of the meat, some of the grain, and so forth. Even though these things are given to God in the first place, God gives them back to the priests as part of their pay and as part of their inheritance. For example, there are loaves of bread that were supposed to be set out before the Lord on every Sabbath day, and God gave these loaves specifically to the priests to eat. We're told in Leviticus 24, "It shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, since it is for him a most holy portion out of the Lord's food offerings, a perpetual due." So even though these things belong to God, they were given to the priests as part of their right as priests. They had been set aside to him, and therefore some of the things given to God also are given to them. But no one else. A layman could not eat them. If he did, he would be cut off from his people. But there were things given to God that even the priests could not eat. There were things that were reserved only for the Lord. A good example of this we heard back in chapter 1 with the whole burnt offering. Everything about that bull was given to God. All of its flesh was burned up either on the altar, or outside the camp. No one was allowed to eat any of it, because it had been given for the forgiveness of sins. And no one was allowed to profit in any way from something that had been given because of sin. That kind of sacrifice was considered to be most holy. It belonged only to the Lord. Blood, therefore, is the most holy thing of all. Blood belonged only to God. And not just sometimes, like with the sacrifices, because sometimes you could eat the meat and sometimes you couldn't. It depended on the situation. Blood was something that could never be eaten. Blood always belonged to God. Even when the animal was butchered just for ordinary use, the blood was poured out upon the ground. It is God's portion and the most holy thing of all. That is why the law existed in the first place. But God tells us the reason why blood is considered to be so holy in our reading. He goes on to say in verse 11, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by the life." Blood is life. If there is no blood, there is no life. And life is something that belongs to God alone. All of our days are in His hands. We can't make our life one day longer than God intends it to be. And God is the one who gives us life, just as He first gave life to Adam in the garden. He gives life to each and every one of us. Life belongs to Him. And life is in the blood. And it was for that reason, life being in the blood, that it could not be eaten. As in Deuteronomy we are told, only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life, and you shall not eat the life with the flesh. But since blood is life, that also explains why there is no forgiveness of sins without blood. Because our sins, Christians, have separated us from God. And they have brought down our judgment rightly upon us. As Paul says in Romans, the wages of sin is death. We have completely turned away from God. We have utterly rebelled against Him. And nothing short of death will make things right again. Justice requires a life. Because God gave us that life, and we used it for evil. We used it to sin against Him. But when blood is shed, a life is given. A substitute has now taken the place of the sinner. It sheds its blood. It gives up its life so that the other one may live. The life which justice required has now been given. And through that shed blood, therefore comes the forgiveness of sins. In this way, Christians, God is just. He does what has to be done to take life because of sin. But in this way, He is also merciful because He has spared the sinner. Blood has been put onto the altar to make atonement for our souls. And through the shedding of that blood, we are now at one with God again. This is why all throughout the New Testament, it focuses so heavily on the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus shed His own blood to forgive us our sins. His life has been given for ours. Through that shed blood, we are given a new life. We are given forgiveness of all of our sins. Through that shed blood, we have been washed clean. It's like Paul says in Ephesians, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. And again in Romans, since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. And that blood of Jesus has not been put onto an earthly altar, but onto the heavenly one above, because His shedding of blood is perfect. By giving His life, Jesus has made a perfect atonement. We are now at one with God forever. New life and forgiveness are ours through the shed blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, if the Old Testament says that we can't eat the blood, though, what changes in the New Testament? Why does Jesus say that we must drink His blood, if that's what the Old Testament says? Why are we drawing near to this table tonight to do just that, to eat His body and to drink His blood? Well, it's because, Christians, Jesus through that blood, has made us holy in a way that the priests of the Old Testament could not be. The Old Testament sacrifices cleansed the outside. Yes, that was true, but they could not truly cleanse the soul. The blood of bulls and goats could not truly take away sins, as the book of Hebrews says. But through the death of Jesus Christ, you have been made most holy. Through the death of Jesus Christ, you are able to draw near to him with confidence. And Jesus gives you his very blood to drink so that you may live, so that you may have his life within yourself. Because if the blood is the life, and this is his blood, he is giving you his life so that you would live forever. As Jesus says in John 6, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So Jesus gives his life to you so that you would live by faith. He gives you the very same life that death could not destroy. He gives you the very same life which now lives in glory forevermore. And this life is now yours. This eternal, everlasting life is yours through the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ given for you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, whose flesh is true food and whose blood is true drink, give us yourself as the true life, because in you is life forevermore. Amen.